This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off, and we have Taryn on the line here. Taryn, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Megan, how are you?
I'm great.
Oh, she trumped us both. Taryn, what's going on? Are you getting blown off?
Yeah, I am getting blown off, and it's really confusing to me. I went out with this guy 2 times, and he seemed really, really into me at first, and then now he's just not calling. So I am so confused that I don't know what's going on.
That's horrible.
That sucks.
Yeah, tell us. First of all, tell us his name.
Okay, his name is Frank.
Okay, and did you meet Frank?
Yeah, well, so I was out at a club with just some girls. Like, it was like one of my friend's birthdays. And so, you know, we're there, we're dancing, whatever. And he just comes up to me and has some cheesy pickup line about, you know, how good I look or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter, you know, it didn't matter. And so we kind of hit it off and we were dancing a little and gave him my number. So basically he called. We go out on a date.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Like, we have dinner afterwards, go back to my place, like, nothing serious, but just, you know, it worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called me again. And so we have a second date, and it's at the beach. We're like having a little lunch, seafood on the beach. And
that's nice.
Again, yeah. Seemed to go great. And then absolutely nothing for 2 weeks. Like, just, it's so bizarre. I have no idea what happened.
For 2 weeks, it's been gone.
Great. Yeah, for two weeks.
Oh, wow.
Just not a word from him.
What happened at lunch? Really, did anything bad happen at lunch?
Not that I know of. Everything seemed great. So I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, he seemed really into me, too. Like, you know, you can tell if someone's just, like, not really feeling it. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
That is not the way it seemed. So, yeah, I'm just really confused.
Yeah, that is really confusing.
That's horrible.
So you had, yeah, he picked you up at a club, you went out, and you had one great date, and then he asked, invited you to lunch, and then it's been 2 weeks since you've heard from him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, why don't we call him up, because it sounds like something, and you didn't get in a fight at lunch or anything? You didn't?
Yeah, nothing bad happened?
No.
Kick him in the ding-ding or nothing like that? No? Okay.
Honestly, it's been some of the better dates I've had, so I'm confused.
All right, let's call Frank in a minute. Yeah, now we're all confused. Let's call Frank, and we'll try to figure it all out. Why, after taking you to dinner, taking you to lunch, he's been gone for 2 weeks with nothing. And you haven't called him or tried to reach out to him?
Just, like, a little. Like, I text him or whatever. But, you know, I didn't want to be, like, super aggressive.
No, I get it.
So,
yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
I haven't done too much.
All right, let's go ahead and call him right now.
Hello?
Frank.
Yeah, it's Frank.
Hey, what's up, dog? How you doing?
Pretty good. Who's this?
Frank, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Frank.
I'm good. Wait, who is this?
Mark Kay and Megan. We host a morning show on 95.1 WAPE.
The radio station.
Okay. Well, Why are you guys calling me?
Well, we wanted to get your permission first. We had a question for you. Is that okay if we talk to you on the radio?
Sure.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Here's what we wanted to know. We've been in contact with a girl named Taryn. You remember Taryn?
Yeah, I remember Taryn. How do you know about Taryn?
Well, Taryn actually got in touch with us, and she said you're blowing her off after a great date, and she doesn't understand why. So could you tell us?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, we do.
We really do. It's all we really want to know.
All right. Taryn, she's straight up hoochie mama.
She's a straight up hoochie mama.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm sorry. Hoochie mama? What the hell? I'm a hoochie mama?
Who's this?
That's Taryn, Frank.
Taryn's
on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not a hoochie mama.
Are you, Taryn, you're not a hoochie mama?
I don't even understand. Why would you think that? I am not a hoochie mama.
You wear Hoochie Mama clothes.
You wear Hoochie Mama clothes.
What?
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, all right. Frank blowing Taryn off, and he says it's because she's, quote, a Hoochie Mama. And, Frank, you say she wears, quote, Hoochie Mama clothes.
That's right.
What is she wearing that's so Hoochie Mama-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Everything she wears, her ass is hanging out of it.
Taryn, what are you wearing? I mean, not right now, but.
I'm
just like, what do you wear?
I'm tall, I guess. I'm like 6 feet tall, so I'm much taller than most girls.
Got it.
Right.
So normal clothes don't fit me in the same way. Like, they're, you know, they tend to be short or whatever, but I'm not trying to be a Hoochie Mama.
Okay.
Totally.
It's the way that it is. Like, I literally can't find clothes that would be, you know.
Right.
Modest, I guess. If that's
Frank, is there some outfit in particular that you saw her in that turned you off, which is also weird?
Yeah, I mean, we were out hanging out at the beach, and she wore these shorts, and these shorts were so short. Like, I could see the pocket.
I mean, it's the beach.
Yeah, I mean, people are wearing way less clothes than that at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, we're walking around, and you're wearing that, like, before we got to the beach, and everywhere we go, like, guys are staring at you.
Yeah.
It's like... Way too much of a distraction. I'm just trying to have a nice time.
Without her butt hanging out. Yeah. All right. So because she wore short shorts, you decided that you wanted to blow her off.
Well, I mean, everything else she wore was, like, really tight. It's just, I don't know, it's just not my style to show off like that.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that a positive thing? Wouldn't you want her to not be wearing, like, a garbage bag as she's walking around with you?
Well, there's a difference between, you know, a garbage bag and, you know, basically, like, more or less a thong.
Yeah.
Out of your pants.
Oh, thong,
my
okay.
God.
Wow.
So maybe, like, if she wore, like, a tracksuit or something, that'd be better?
maybe that'd be better.
That sounds horrible.
Okay. I mean, again, if other guys are looking at her, too, it sounds, Taryn, like you're very attractive.
Yeah, and it sounds, Frank, like you're a little jealous.
Yeah. I mean, are you not into attractive girls, Frank, or?
I'm into attractive girls, but it's like, who is she dressing up for, like me or everybody else?
Obviously you. She's on a date with you. I mean, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know. Not my style, I guess.
Not your style. Huh. Okay. If Taryn promised to wear maybe something a little more, maybe like a ski suit or something, or some kind of maxi dress on your next date, would you go out with her again, or you're not interested in someone who's attractive and wears short clothes?
No, I mean... You know, there's a time and place. Like, if she was going to dress decently, I'd take her out again. She's nice and...
If she was going to dress decently.
Yeah, put more clothes on at the beach, Taryn. Okay.
All right, Taryn, would you be interested in seeing Frank again on the stipulation that you dress more decently?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. That's like, is he going to give me money to buy a new wardrobe at, like, some old woman's store? Like,
well,
don't
ask him for money. He already thinks you're a hoochie. Now he's going to think you're something even way worse than that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm so confused. I've never heard any guy say anything like this before. And
okay.
I don't know.
All right. Hang on one second. Yeah, don't go anywhere, you two. If it's the Big 8 Morning Mess, this is a quizzical one.